Hello.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Martha?
Speaking. What is this regarding?
It's a survey regarding Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Mainly Levine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So you currently live in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track, generally speaking?
Generally speaking, I guess I think it's going in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community, Gila. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear? Do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, I know where Levine is.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And what year were you born?
What year was I born?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, 1952.
62. Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black?
Why is that important?
It's just for statistical purposes. We want to make sure that we have everyone here. And, you know, that's why we ask about the race. If we have African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or, you know, multiracial. We want to make sure that we're covering
mm-hmm.
everyone.
Yeah. Understood.
Are you, do you consider yourself white, African-American or black?
Or, I'm not white.
You're not white.
That's it. That's all I got to say. I'm not white. I just don't like the those kind of classifications don't make sense. But
I know. Okay. So what should I put on there? Because I have a list here. Or
I don't know.
If you're not white,
like
are you African
like
American? You told me you're not.
I guess.
You're not Hispanic. Okay. Okay.
I guess.
No problem. I got it. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine overall? Excellent, good, just there, or poor?
I think it's getting excellent. It's getting really good.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use the number from 1 to 5.
Okay.
The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. More dining and entertainment options, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. Most shops and retail stores are commercial space for businesses.
I mean, it's starting to get to be a lot now already. So I'm going to put that at about a 3 because I think
there's too many already. Okay.
Yeah.
More good paying jobs.
Oh, 5.
Okay. That's a no-brainer. Better public transportation options.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
Huh. Parts of it really needed, and parts of it are doing good already. So I'm going to put that about a 4.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
More parks and recreational, 5.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Yeah, things are starting to get expensive, aren't they? I'm going to say, because since I own a home, that's kind of a sketchy one because you don't want the prices to drop.
Okay, yeah. I
want the prices to go up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want a bunch of affordable housing because then that drives your property value down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put that at a 3.
Okay.
2.
2? Okay.
Yeah.
And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And thinking about business in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ and office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Probably too few.
Okay.
Because it just looks like it's more smaller businesses, kind of on the outskirts of your definition. There's more, but within it, there's not that many much.
Okay. And will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Probably about the right amount.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Laveen. Dollar stores and discount chains. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
There's kind of already a lot. It's just the quality of them. No.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
There's plenty of those already, too. No.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals.
There's, I don't think there's a hospital here. Yeah, so definitely.
Okay, yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
No, that's already enough in this area.
Okay, thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Laveen? I have to write it down, so be specific. What would you like to see more of? Oh, you tell me.
Man.
Anything that you don't see in Laveen that you would like to see? Something that
I know. It's like we see things here, but it's just like there's plenty of restaurants. They're just like, okay. They're not like, wow, I'm going to go to Laveen and eat there. Do you know what I mean? Like really cool spots. It'd be nice if we funded like new businesses instead of just more chains.
Independent, I understand. So you would like to see more independent operating businesses?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need another Applebee's, IHOP,
right.
Denny's, like all the usual suspects are all here. And it'd be nice if it was something really unique and different that you couldn't get anywhere but here in Laveen. Kind of like how when Pita Jungle first started or Oregano's, you know, like some of the locals that kind of became chains and spread, like Lolo's, different ones that kind of, you know, where you go to that neighborhood specific thing.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
Independent
operator business, okay.
Yeah, and then like you said earlier, something more like a recreational thing, events or spaces, something a little bit more like that. That's not just golf.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem?
No.
A fairly big problem? A mother problem? A side problem? Not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all.
Thank you. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I don't think it's a problem at all.
Okay. Let's see now. Still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Townhouses or attached homes. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Multi-family housing, like apartment or condominiums. Yes or no?
No.
Single-family detached homes. Yes or no?
I mean, we already have a lot.
Okay.
What does that mean? Single-family detached homes, just regular home?
Yeah, just a regular home.
Yeah, I think we have a lot here already.
So, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
Since 1995.
So that would be more than 11 to 20 years, right?
Yeah, that's like, 28 years.
Oh, more than 20 years. 1995? Wow, it's that long. Time goes fast. Oh, my
right.
God.
Right.
Man. And do you currently own your own? Or you said you own it. You told me that already.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor or oppose?
Say it one more time, too.
Change zoning laws because zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor that or you oppose that?
So right now the zoning laws don't allow those things in the same neighborhood?
Well, the thing is that when it's a zoning law, you cannot have like apartments to say because it goes by zoning law. So if you have an apartment complex, it's not going to be residential areas there's going to be a different kind of zoning law. So what they want to do, they want to change the zoning law to allow a mix, a mix of single family, everything together. Will you favor that or oppose that?
I'm opposed to that.
Okay, and somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you oppose or no?
I oppose.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you.
Strongly.
Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominiums buildings. Do you oppose or in favor?
I'm opposed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lot with new housing. Do you in favor or oppose?
Opposed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. You favor or oppose?
Oppose, strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm sorry, what year of schooling have I completed?
Yeah, did you go to college? Did you finish college?
Some college. I didn't finish.
Some college, okay. There we go, some college. And what is your annual household income. Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, more than $125,000. More than 125. Thank you. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, Martha, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got the right person. Thank you so much, Martha. You've been great. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care.
Thank you. And thank you. It was a pleasure chatting with you. I normally don't even take these kind of calls, but
it was
interesting and fun, and thank you. I'm glad I did, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.